Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching is entitled, The Most Important Things of Life.
Reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs used to even come and lick his sores. And when the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the nether world, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. And Abraham replied, My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. Now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours. He said, Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment. But Abraham replied, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. He said, Oh, no, Father. But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. Then Abraham said in reply, If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. This fundamental vision allows the rich man to see the deeper meaning of life, perhaps for the first time. I expect that his concern for his brothers and sisters might have eventually brought him to salvation, but especially the concern for the five brothers. It's funny how God works even in the most difficult situations. So often, I am that rich man, and I'm blind to the greater possibilities of life and its promise. It is my purpose here that I do not just waste another Lent by concentrating on correcting my faults. How boring in the great scheme of things, and what a waste of time. No, I'd hope to use these Lenten days to break through to that vision of salvation that the rich man is just discovering, oh, so late in his life, and to his peril. There are so many things that could use correction in my life. But I would only be preparing myself for judgment, perhaps with a good deal of luck, and maybe even a successful one, but I doubt it. This seems to me really to be missing the greater opportunity that the gospel reveals and the wonder of life itself. I need to move beyond self-protection and egocentric regard and into an active promise of life with God. I need to discover the excellent and wonder of that life to which God is really calling me. I need to become that person for whom all of life is giving and receiving and finds its complete expression. The possibility is not that remote from us. And so this morning I was on a computer cleaning up my emails. Some people send everything they have ever heard, seen, or written. Oh, I wish they wouldn't do that. Well, I was not in a great mood as I was ridding myself of all this unwanted clutter. Just then, the phone rang, and a former parishioner from another state wanted to talk about her life. At first, I felt that I was caught. But as the conversation developed and I gave myself to it, a bond of life was developing that redeemed what might have been a cumbersome and annoying intrusion. I don't enter unexpected events with enough freedom to allow them to really pay off. Well, this time, it seemed to me that the very thing that was needed in the life of Dives and the rich man of the gospel is this kind of consciousness. He missed out during life on what was most important. He lived well, treated himself to the best of everything, but he missed out on what was essential. The gospel is a perfect nightmare, and Dives is beginning to realize that he chose some of the wrong things. Life's greatest and most rewarding possibilities were not in the picture for him. And as I measure my own life against his possibilities, I begin to realize that the deeper purpose of life and the most profound realization of its possibilities are located far beyond the mere good and bad of our common experience. I need to shatter the passive, careful life of comfort, security, and small risks and encounter the challenge of this gospel. This would lift me out of the day-to-day security and comfort of a life without risk or real creativity. If my own personality is to gain fulfillment, I need to let go of the comfort of passive obedience to small rules and comforts of a life without risk. This awareness of this greater truth is brought home to me even more clearly as I watch the evening news, often to my great disappointment. It's so easy to see divas everywhere among our national and international figures. My task is at least to explore the deeper possibility that even divas very, very late in life is coming to consciousness about, and to be transformed and embrace at last the inner meaning of his life and my life as well. I need to enter into the miracle of God's grace, certainly in this my own life and in the lives of would-be leaders, all of those of seeming importance who deliver such disappointment to us each day on the evening news and the morning papers. Too many of our Christian people shy away from involvement in this larger political and economic scene because there's so many examples of such tawdry selfishness, anger, and pride in evidence. But isn't this the very world where the message of Jesus is most needed? Jesus did not shy away from the marketplace, and neither should we. And so I would steal the message of today's gospel late in life and affirm a vision of Dives and make it my own. I would ask to advance beyond the day-to-day good and bad of my life and be transformed by real purpose of Lent to engage in the larger vision of the world and the possibilities that God provides in which Jesus promised. And so I wish my life to become a creative presence and a Christian voice amid greed, dishonesty, sexual exploitation, ecological disaster, and all the things that threaten our very existence. I seek to discover that realistic consciousness and sense of prayer that addresses this need and makes action possible in all these areas of life. I would want to dare to summon the gestures of salvation in what seems at first a very unpromising situation and climate. And so, today I pray to become that messenger, that angel to the brothers and sisters of our time, and let this reflect in my own life as we engage in the process of discovering the energy and life of Jesus and make real and practical expression of his promise in my own life and so in this culture. And so I pray that the word of life and the promise of salvation may find its meaning and expression in your life as well. May God be with you and call you to the center of this awareness during this Lenten season. God bless you.